This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Marcus Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, boat, business, motorcycle, whatever it may be. At Purdy Insurance, look, they know you have multiple insurance needs. You don't just need car insurance. You may need rental insurance. You don't just need car insurance. You may need homeowners insurance. You don't just need car insurance and homeowners insurance. You also may need business insurance, whatever. You need to be covered. And at Purdy Insurance, they'll make sure you're covered, and they'll do everything they can to make sure you have saved some money along the way. Now, whether that happens to be bundles, there are certain insurance that you can go over state lines, they'll find ways to save you money. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Humbles Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. It is obviously an interesting era in college football for many reasons, and college basketball as well. And the reason I bring those two up is those are the two that make money. You need to have strong football to take care of everybody else along the way. You need to have strong basketball to help supplement it in some way. And you then have to come up with ways in this era based on court cases, which it's being mandated. It is mandated you have to put $22 million aside if you're a school like Penn State to pay the athletes. That's not a choice. That's a mandate. Well, when it's mandated to you, that means that you know you have to come up with the cash to get it done. Well, you have to find ways of doing it. And you can't keep going to donors every 2 seconds and saying, I need more, I need more. You're going to need more for other things along the way. And that's why corporate sponsorship's one of them. Now, the field stuff, yeah, the field stuff is now allowed to happen. They didn't do anything yet on what to do with jerseys, but I'm telling you, they need to do something with jerseys. Now, I think the point that Kevin was trying to make is a legitimate one, but if I'm selling jerseys at the bookstore and it's got the corporate logo on it, does the player get a cut of... I think they should get a cut of the jersey sale, not a cut of the jersey money, because they're already getting that. That's how you're paying for the $22 million. But the player should get a cut when the jersey's on sale in the bookstore. So I've got a 15 jersey. It's easy, because I saw and talked with Drew Aller for a little bit yesterday. So I have a 15 jersey. Corporate sponsor, logo. You know, so it should be subtle. Is on there. Should Drew get a cut of the jersey being sold along with the corporate logo on it? Yeah, he should. Now that I'm fine with, when the jersey is sold with the number on it. But in terms of getting a cut of whatever the advertising FD, you're already getting the cut. That's the reason you're doing it. I mean, it has to be some semblance of common sense here. Why am I doing this? I'm putting the money there not because I need to go to a Swiss bank account. I got to find $22 million. Because it's been mandated I have to come up with it. And that's why you... That's why I would have an objection to, like, well, you know, do they have to share in it? They are sharing in it. They're already getting it. That's the big difference. They're already getting it. It's been mandated they have to get it. Game one, Celtics and Mavericks last night. Celtics played well. Built up a 21-point halftime lead. Dallas got it down to 9, but as soon as they got it back to 9, Celtics pushed it back out again and got it to 20 in a hurry. Kristaps Porzingis. I was listening to the Celtics pregame show last night with Sean Grandy and Cornbread Maxwell. And they expected, and so did I, that Porzingis was going to start. And they started Al Horford instead. And they were a bit, they didn't know what to make of it. They even speculated that, you know, did he tweak something in the warm-up? Well, he didn't. They brought him off the bench, gave him a chance just to sit there, watch a little bit. And when he got in there, he was something else. He had 18 first-half points. He played 21 minutes last night. He scored 20 points. He had 6 rebounds, 3 block shots. Fabulous performance. Then the other guys did their deal. Jaylen Brown has been tremendous in the playoffs, had 22 more. 16 for Jason Tatum. Derek White had 15 more. Holiday had a dozen. Al Horford had 10. Porzingis had 20 off the bench. Yeah. So that's game one. Now you get to the adjustment part of it. And that's one thing about adjustments. It is easy for Jason Kidd to get his team's attention and say, okay, we need to do this, this, and this because they lost. So he's going to have their attention. For Joe Mazzulla, there are probably a couple things he wants to tweak, just to tweak it. And you can't get the, yeah, we got it. And winning teams have to make subtle adjustments too. And you know how you do it? You do it by making it fun. You put something in that's just a little different, a little fun, that the players like, that the opposition doesn't know. That's how you go about it. Something that's like just a little different, kind of neat. Yeah. And then go from there. So that's how you get their attention. You put in something that's fun. That's fun, that's a little bit different the other team hasn't seen. And you go from there. And then the Stanley Cup Final begins tomorrow. Game two, Celtics and Mavericks in Boston Sunday night. And let's see, what time is that game? I think it's 8:30, right? Let's see. I believe it's 8:30. Let's see. Go to January 9th, and the game's at 8 o'clock on ABC. 8 o'clock on ABC. All right. And then the NHL Stanley Cup Final begins tomorrow night. And that's at 8 o'clock, also on ABC tomorrow, between Florida and Edmonton. The Stanley Cup and the NHL needed to get Connor McDavid into the final. They got him there. With all due respect, Florida is a terrific team. They were in the Stanley Cup final last year. They were beaten by Vegas. But they're a terrific team. They wear you down. I mean, they're the team that in boxing works the body for the first 8 rounds, and then they go up top and start working on the head in rounds 9 through 12. As we pointed out before, they're number one in the NHL in regular season goal differential. They're number one in the Stanley Cup playoffs in third period goal differential. And they're number one in the Stanley Cup playoffs in third period goal differential. I mean, they wear you down, and then they take over the game. It's the boxer that works the body for 8 rounds, and then rounds 9 through 12, they go to the head. I mean, Tkachuk's really good. Bennett's really good. Bobrovsky's really good. I mean, they have a really talented team. But they don't move the needle. They're not people like saying, oh, man, hey, Florida Panthers are on tonight. Must see TV. It doesn't happen. It does not happen. Connor McDavid, that happens. I mean, there are going to be a lot of people that they don't get to see Connor McDavid on a regular basis because he plays at Edmonton. That I think you'll have an intrigue. The casual fan out there to see this guy play. Let's see, the Utah franchise, the former Arizona Coyotes. They have sold 34,000. They have 34,000 season ticket applications. 34,000. There are 6 potential nicknames for the team now. Utah Blizzard, Utah Hockey Club, Utah Mammoth, Utah Outlaws, the Utah Venom, and the Utah Yeti. I think I'd go with Blizzard. That's just me. Worst one's the Utah Hockey Club. I hated when the Washington football team, I thought that was stupid. Like, jeez. But, yeah. I'd go with the Utah. That would be me. I'd go with the Blizzard. Yeah. Bottom one would be Utah Hockey Club. Next to the bottom would be the Venom. Third, the bottom would be the Outlaw. So to me, it would be between the Yeti, the Mammoth, and the Blizzard. I like the Blizzard. Now, you may have a different... take different taste, but... Well, what's interesting about the Delta Center is that for hockey... There's 16,000 seats available. 10,000 are unobstructed. 6,000 do have some obstruction. Really? I know it's an older building now, but I guess they're going to have to put money into the building to change that up. They just won't be able to do it between now and next fall when Utah's playing in the NHL. And the NBA's talking expansion, which, you know, I will say this. Adam Silver made a really good point on expansion about why they haven't done it yet. And you know darn well there's money out there. Vegas wants one badly. Seattle wants one badly. You mentioned Canada as a possibility. Now, they tried one other team in Canada because the Memphis Grizzlies used to be the Vancouver Grizzlies. Right. So there are cities and owners out there that want to do this. I mean, the NBA hasn't expanded in 20 years. Remember how the Charlotte Hornets moved to New Orleans? And they made up for it. Yeah, of course, they were called the New Orleans Hornets for a long period of time. Now they're New Orleans Pelicans. And the Charlotte team came back as the Charlotte Bobcats and then, of course, changed back to the Hornets. But it's been 20 years since they expanded. But here's a concern that Silver brought up, and it is legitimate. He said, adding two more teams. Okay, now, so let's talk about from the union. From the union point of view, this is great. You now have 35 more individuals in the union, more jobs. Perfect. It also would mean probably filtering down to the G League as well. Okay. So for them, it's great. It's more jobs. Now let's go to the flip side. And this is where, to Adam Silver's credit, he's the one that brought it up. He said that adding two teams could lead to a talent dip league-wide. He said, I feel great about where the talent is right now in the league, but those players have to come from somewhere. And he's right. They have to come from somewhere. You'll have to have an expansion draft, which will deplete certain teams. And there's a reason some guys aren't in the league right now. Steve, they're not good enough.
There's guys overseas and guys in the G League who could easily play on an NBA team right now. I don't think it'd be a bad idea to add one or two more. There's plenty of talent to go around, and it just keeps growing.
Well, no, I'm saying what he's saying, Blake, is that he makes a good point. Anytime you expand, you dilute the talent. I mean, I know there's a thought, oh, there's tons of talent out there. There really isn't. I mean, I'm talking about high-level NBA talent. I mean, watch at the end of the game when it's a blowout and players get in there. Blake, how well do they play?
Yeah.
They don't play well at all.
I mean, there's teams like the Suns and the Celtics who have two or three superstars to spare. So I think there is plenty of talent, but it's all just grouped onto 15 teams. Yeah. The drop-off between the top 10 teams and the bottom 6 teams in each conference is ridiculous. Well, I mean, it's just a matter of not being able to pay guys.
The issue is roster spots 10 to 17. So I'm including the two-way players. In roster spots 10 to 17 that are currently in the NBA now, exactly how good are they?
They're better than people think.
I mean, I'll watch the end of the game. Like, when the game's a blowout sometimes. I mean, even last night. You watched the end of the game last night. That was bad basketball the last 5 minutes. I mean, that was bad basketball. These are two of the better teams in the league. Like, okay. So he's not off the mark that it dilutes the talent. I'm with you. First of all, I'm all for expansion. I'm all for it. And they'll be able to... They're gonna be in the Victor Wembanyama deal where you get the number one player in the draft and guess what, you end up winning 15 games. Okay. Now, you're gonna have to get if an NHL expansion franchise, the Vegas Golden Knights expansion entry fee was $500 million. The Seattle Kraken, their expansion fee to enter was $600 million. I would multiply that times 4, and an NBA expansion franchise has got to be between $2 and $2.5 billion entry, which would be divided 30 ways. So you're talking about the potential of $4 to $5 billion being divided 30 ways with two expansion teams. It's going to be instant cash for everybody. On top of the $76 billion over 11 years that they're going to get from the new TV deal with ESPN, Amazon, and NBC. Which, to their credit, they said they wanted to triple their number. And I said, well, they won't triple. They'll probably get 2 to 2.5. Nope, they tripled it. $76 billion over 11 years, and they may still get a little bit more because TNT might get a fourth smaller package. So that's a lot of money to divide up. And I'm with you that there's that they should expand. So you and I are completely on the same page. I want the NBA to expand. Seattle deserves a franchise. I think Vegas has earned a franchise. And there are a lot of players out there. But the talent pool is not as deep of quality, of high-quality players as maybe people think it happens to be.
No, you're right. But Seattle deserves a team. I want to see a team in Baltimore, Pittsburgh. We could use another team on the East Coast. We could do a team or two more on the East Coast. And there's teams who are on the Eastern Conference who should not be. Like, the Bulls could be on the West. The Grizzlies could be over there. There's other teams.
I could see that happening because somebody would – well, actually, teams in the – if they had two teams, Vegas and Seattle – two teams in the West would have to flip east.
Yeah, so the Grizzlies could come to the east, I bet.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Something like that.
They very well could.
Or the Timberwolves.
Sure, Anthony Edwards making regular trips to Philadelphia.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
I always find expansion to be fun, exciting. And look at but the expansion rules when they stock the franchises, I think are going to be a little different than when we saw the NHL. What Vegas did was remarkable. One day they're having the expansion draft, and 1 year later, or 11 months later, they're in the Stanley Cup final playing Washington. Really? Seattle didn't make the playoffs their first year, but they made the playoffs the second year. They advanced their second year, then fell back this year, and now Dan Bylsma is their coach.
Yeah, the expansion teams can turn around quicker than we think, because if you give them like one of those top three picks in the draft and they land one of the generational guys like Wembanyama or someone like that, or I don't know who the NHL version is, that guy on the Blackhawks, but they can turn a team around single-handedly in a matter of 2 or 3 years. So if we were to give Seattle a team back.
Yeah, but Wembanyama has not turned San Antonio around. They won 15 games.
I think he's going to. I think they're on the way, too.
I mean, it's going to take years to get there. They got to put better players around him. You can't do it by yourself. And that's what happened with him. He's really good. I mean, he's really good. But he needs more help. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final half hour for the week brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Now, for example, the Chick-fil-A Bowl, of course, had the Chick-fil-A Bowl logo in the center of the field. Meanwhile, the Chick-fil-A logo was between the 20 and 30-yard lines. And they weren't obnoxious in any way, shape, or form. All right. It's a tale of two Kevs.
What up?
Her.
What a good day.
Yeah. I'm
my buddy's here. Oh.
I'm outnumbered.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is you can just say Kevin once, and then we both answer.
Huh? Yeah, huh?
Right.
See, I don't hear well anyway, so...
Great.
So what a week in sports, huh?
Yeah, it's been quite a week to this point, sure.
Going to be Yankees and Phillies World Series. That would be exciting.
The Yankees got the Dodgers tonight. That should be a lot of fun, actually. It's a three-game weekend set between those two. That'll be fun. Otani's playing in New York. Judge is playing great. It's a pretty good series.
How bad is Chicago White Sox? Holy moly. What a bad baseball team.
I'll tell you right now, it's a struggle on the field, and it's been a struggle for them in the broadcast booth. Because they had Jason Benetti. And Jason is one of the absolutely great broadcasters and great guys out there. And they didn't come to an agreement with him, and so Jason ended up taking the Tigers' job. Right? And Benetti's on, you see him on Fox doing the NFL, doing college football, college basketball, the thing. I mean, Jason's top shelf, right? And they brought in a guy that has on air gone to battle with the talk show hosts in Chicago, complains about the umpires, and it's like he's like the fan voice on the air. And I was talking with Dave Ennett of Northwestern 2 weeks ago when I saw Dave, and I said, Dave, how's it been? He said, and Dave is about as level-headed. Dave's just one of the really great guys out there. And Dave said, Steve, he said, I don't understand why he taunts these people. He said, they're killing him in Chicago.
Why do they? There's a lot of guys out there who can announce baseball games. Why did they settle for him?
Don't ask me. I wasn't in the room when they made the decision.
Oh, they're not paying him. It's probably free. Yeah. Okay, I'll do it.
Sure.
What do you think of the Hurley thing? You think he's going to the Lakers?
I can't imagine that he's not. I mean, I know UConn made a counter. His offer, he signed, what, a 5-year extension at, or 6-year extension at 32.1 last year.
Yep. 5 year.
Yep. And they have offered to make him the third highest paid coach in college basketball if he stays. The Lakers are going to offer him $100 million, and guess what? He doesn't have to fundraise to get NIL money. He doesn't have to worry about the transfer portal. He can just coach basketball. Rob Pelinka's job is to get all of the personnel, and Jeannie Buss's job is to pay them, and his job is to coach them. I can't blame him if he goes.
Well, it's funny. They brought his wife out there first. Because yeah, obviously, I live a mile away from the arena. She is very much him. She's tough, beautiful woman. But whatever decision they make, it's going to go through her.
Sure, no, that's right.
And meaning, if she feels it's the best thing for him, he's not going to do it if she says I'm not comfortable with it. And I think the Lakers knew that. They brought her out first, probably to meet with Jeannie Buss and all that stuff. I don't know. I'm just kind of, you know, making it up, I guess. But that sounds like the way it is. He's a funny guy, not in a funny way. He's quirky. He loves his players, and he had it written in his contract with UConn that he would have to pay UConn $2 million if he went to another college, and $5 or $7 million if he went to the NBA,
right,
or vice versa. You know, well, one or the other. But it's in his contract that he can leave. He
right.
just has to pay. So
right.
What he knows, if he leaves, he'll destroy the program. He knows that he got kids who are currently transferred there or who are going there because he's there. He recruited them. He worked with their families. He assured their families. And now he's got to go against that. And I think that's something that really, really bothers him, because all coaches love their players. But he goes to another level with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
They are millionaires. You know what I mean? $100 million is a number on a piece of paper. When you've got $30 million, you've got everything you need or could ever want. And his wife loves living here. So
yeah.
I'm sitting in my living room last night, and my wife and I were talking about it. I pointed outside, and I said, this is where he lives, and he's going to L.A., where it takes you an hour to go 2 miles, you know? And he's currently here in Storrs, Connecticut, yeah. where he can pretty much walk around anywhere he wants. You're out in the middle of nowhere. You're in the woods. So it would be a complete life change for him. Is it worth the money? That's all it is. And if he fails, and I'll tell you what, if I went into that room today to talk contract and LeBron James was sitting in the room, I'd walk out. That I see is a big problem. So,
well, you would be taking over the Lakers, which means you are not starting from the bottom. In other words, they're not sitting there saying Greg Popovich is out. You're taking over the 15-win San Antonio Spurs. So you're not doing that. You would be taking over a team that was seventh in the West, but still has Anthony Davis, and at this hour, I mean, they still have the rights to LeBron. Now, whether he wants to leave or not, it's up to him. I would not want to have, with all due respect, Bronny James forced on me.
No. Nope.
I mean, that would be a problem. He is the single most interesting prospect in the entire draft, because I have no idea how good he is. I don't think
does. He's average. He's an average college player. I watched him play a few games. He's not bad, but he's average. He's not NBA. I wouldn't look at him and say, God, he's going to be great in the NBA. He's too young. Plus, he had his heart issues. But
well, that's what has me confused about him, is the heart issue. You don't know how much that affected this past season at USC.
Yeah.
You know, and I watched USC play 3-4 times this year, and I watched them, and like, okay, I kind of walked away and went, okay.
Yeah, he's average. There's nothing spectacular about him. He can hold his own.
He's
but
also
that's not NBA material.
He's also not as big as USC claims he is. They have him listed in the media guide as 6'4". He measured out in Chicago at 6'1.5". Like, that's a little different.
That's a substantial difference.
That's quite
Where's
a miss.
Where's Roddy? Right here, sir.
Did he have did he have the sneakers pumped up? Oh wait, that's the wrong guy. Sorry.
Got high heels on.
We will take it.
What's
interesting, though, is that they're doing all that ESPN's doing, and I agree with Charles Barkley on this as well. Like, they're doing all this Dan Hurley to the Laker coverage over and over and over and over and over. It was game one of the finals, for God's sakes. You know, you can talk about that, you know. All right, we'll come back. Come on.
Name a college coach that succeeded in the NBA.
I'm Brad Stevens.
He didn't succeed. He's in the front office now. He's a great GM, but he did not do well as a coach of the Celtics. They fired him. They've moved him up to the front office and brought Ube or whatever in.
Yeah. So
he was only there for like 3 years, but he's a great general manager. So whatever. He's no longer a coach in the NBA. He coached for 3 years. That's it. So.
Well, you know what? There's always that desire to just be a coach and not have to be a fundraiser, and I think that's a big part of what this decision is.
I hope he stays. I don't know. We'll see.
Now, you also have to know who you are.
Yeah.
In other words,
if it doesn't succeed, then what?
Well, in other words, you have to know who you are deep down. Am I a pro coach or am I a college coach?
Right.
And that is a big decision to make. And there are people that stay as college coaches because they, deep down, that's who they think they are. And I respect that. So
because they can coach. In the NBA, you're not necessarily coaching anymore. You're Joe Torre-ing it. You know, you're managing all this talent and maybe set up a few plays and stuff like that, but I don't. If I'm him, I'm making millions anyway. I've never had this much money in my life. The $100 million is just a number on a piece of paper. Is all it is. Not like, oh boy, I can get a better car and I can get a bigger house. You know, you've already got a big house. You already got a nice car. It's just a number. You have to be happy to go to work every day and.
Right. I mean, who are you? Do you want to work with young people? Do you want to, do you want to deal with load management? There are things on each side you have to deal with. You have to pick what you think is who you are. He's going to make money either way.
I think it's interesting. He hasn't made a decision yet. So.
Well, I haven't met with him yet. He's meeting with him now. So.
Well, yeah, but he could have said yes 2 days ago. He's out there now. His wife was there 2 days ago. They've been talking for a while.
Yeah.
He has not made a decision yet. His wife was there 2 days ago. So it's been going on for a little while.
Yeah. So. We'll take a break. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
All right, we usually like to do trivia this time of the year. Have some fun. So we'll let the king lead it off here.
Can we pick college games instead? I'm better at that, even though Kevin can't keep track of who I picked.
I'm ready to roll here. I've done my homework.
Wow.
Are you ready?
I'm all set.
I just don't know where to start. How many cows does it take to make enough footballs for 1 year in the NFL?
How many cows?
Yep.
Let's see.
410.
How big's a herd? I'll say 1,200.
3,000 cows to supply the NFL with enough leather for a year's supply of footballs.
The better question is, who gets the steak? That's what I'm interested in.
Bill Belichick.
Oh, mercy me. Oh, my goodness. All right. The Florida Panthers play the Edmonton Oilers for the Stanley Cup. What year was the last year the Oilers were in the Stanley Cup final?
I
heard this. It was like 12 years ago?
2006.
All right, so
I knew there was
a
six in it.
Yep, 2006 was the last time they were in the final. And as Kevin mentioned in his question last week, the last Canadian team to win it was 1993, the Montreal Canadiens.
Right. Good question. You're up, Kev.
I got nothing. I am unplanned for this segment. I just wanted to go straight out and say, admit it.
Okay, I got another one.
All right.
I had fun this week. This is just something that blew my mind. And maybe you guys know it, but I didn't. In the NFL, if a team makes a fair catch on a punt or a kick, what are they allowed to do uncontested, but it's seldom ever done?
Kick a field goal.
Yeah, I actually saw that in an NFL game like 100 years ago.
Yeah, I did not know that. I thought it was a really good trivia question. I figured you guys would know that, but I had no idea. You can set up and kick an uncontested field goal if you make a fair catch.
Yeah, I want to say that the rule really only comes into effect if there's like a safety taken, and then you can call for the fair catch. And if I remember right, the defense has to line up like 10 yards off the ball.
You're just allowed to kick it like it's a kickoff.
Yeah.
All right.
American football is filled with strange and complex rules. For instance, after a fair catch, receiving team opts to receive the ball off of a kickoff without trying to run it back, accepting the spot of the catch. The receiving team may try a field goal. On this particular field goal attempt, the team may try a field goal from the spot they received the fair catch, and the opposing team is not allowed to try and block it. While this is a rule, it's rarely used, but it does exist.
I can't tell you the game I saw it, but it happened after a safety, and it ended up being almost a 62-yard uncontested attempt that they missed. And I don't even remember who the teams were, but I do remember that.
Wow, I said, that can't be true. There's no crying in baseball. But I was like, wow, that's a rule that's seldom used. I mean, it really wouldn't come into play, except like you said, in a safety. But the teams would still try and get the ball in the end zone, you know?
I can tell you that rule doesn't exist in Madden, though. I tried that. It wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, Madden, what are we doing here?
Oh, we have to fix that. So.
That's what I love about Madden. That's what I love about Madden is that people who think they can be general managers. Like, okay, no, that's not going to happen. Ugh, brutal. Okay. The Los Angeles Clippers. Where did the franchise originate?
Oh, I know them.
Blake says Buffalo.
Blake is correct.
I'm going to phone a friend.
It's the Buffalo Braves. They had Ernie DiGregorio. They had
Providence.
They had Bob
Providence
McAdoo.
College,
Yep, Bob McAdoo. They played the old odd in Buffalo. What happened was is that Irv Levin owned the Celtics, and, oh, goodness gracious, the guy that was married to Phyllis George owned the... Right?
Frank
and he
Jeffers?
Owned, no, and he owned Buffalo. They traded franchises. Levin then moved the Braves to San Diego, where Bill Walton played for them. And then he sold it to Sterling, who moved it to Los Angeles.
He's a nutcase, that guy.
Yep, crazy. The Buffalo Braves. How about that?
Well, it might make more sense to SB for a strikeout. Why do they use the letter K?
Because that's what I did every time I was up in Little League.
Oh, brutal. Just brutal.
Why do they use the letter K?
John Y. Brown, by the way, was the owner. That's who it was.